I owe my creativity and my astonishment of the world to Mr. Steve Jobs. We will always love you.
Steve Jobs is on par with Da Vinci, the Beatles. You know, technology was his medium for expressing an artistic vision, and it's a great loss, you know.
I have two older children who are in their 20s and a 15-year-old, and they use every single Apple product that's out there, and so do kids I know who are 3 years old and people my father-in-law who's in his 80s. So I don't know what else you could say about somebody, I mean, who transformed the way we live and the way we communicate.
Just a sampling of voices outside the Boylston Street Apple Store here in Boston, where admirers of Steve Jobs left pictures, flowers, red and green apples with messages written on them. In San Francisco, fans wrote tributes on Post-its and put them on Apple's store windows. In China, 50 million Chinese sent tweets of condolence. And here's a comment on Wired.com. Heaven got a major upgrade today. It all may seem to some like too much deification for one man. But Steve Jobs, who succumbed to pancreatic cancer last night at the age of 56, didn't just change lives with new technology, you know, the early computers, the iPod, iPhone, iPad. He seemed to achieve his life goal, creating a billion-dollar company that didn't lose its soul. As we're going to hear over and over again today, he inspired a generation. Take 28-year-old Elliot Cohen, who's getting his MBA at MIT's Sloan School. Elliot, you know, we have been hearing since last night how inspirational Steve Jobs was to young entrepreneurs, but can you give us something specific, something he said?
Oh, absolutely. He has two quotes that I think float around that I find very inspirational. The first one is about devoting one's life to purpose, to really finding meaning and focusing on having a positive impact on the world. And the second one is about excellence. He had a devotion to excellence, to really not considering a problem solved until it was solved right. And those two things are honestly daily inspirations for me. I literally do wake up every morning inspired to push further and to push harder because I want to help the world be a better place.
Well, so how are you feeling today? I mean, it strikes us that people like you, 28 years old, Steve Jobs has been in your life practically your whole life. I mean, everything from Toy Story to, you know, the iPhone. What are you thinking today?
Yeah, it's sad. It's tragic. It's also heartening. It's tragic because he has been. He's been with me my entire life and a constant source, like I just said, of inspiration. And it's sad to think that he won't be there for future generations as an inspiration, at least not a living one. On the flip side, it's also heartening. It's been wonderful to see the outpouring of support and appreciation for what he accomplished in his life and what he stood for on the various social media channels. So I deeply appreciate that.
Well, what, you know, tell us more about that because, you know, some people are saying he stood for not letting anyone stand in your way if you have an idea. He also, you know, even people who loved him are saying he could be difficult, you know, this idea of, you know, dropping out of school at times to just follow your entrepreneurial idea. Which part of it are you also taking with you?
Well, I don't personally subscribe to the idea that one should drop out of school. I'm in grad school, so I obviously think education is very important. That being said, I don't think anyone should stand in your way. You know, you don't want to be a jerk about it, and I don't think he was. But, yeah, if you've got a vision and you think the world's going to be a better place for it, absolutely. Don't take no for an answer, and don't let anybody get in the way. And keep driving until you get there. To me, that's what he stood for.
And in fact, when you were, I believe, in Seattle, you had a startup company, Cranky.com. But this was to get people involved in clinical trials. And you're interested in healthcare innovation. Your mom ran a community clinic. And so it's sort of funny. You've taken Steve Jobs' sort of ideas of entrepreneurship and technology, and you're applying them to a very human thing.
Absolutely. I think, frankly, that's exactly what he did. His technology, in most instances, was all about it being a seamless integration and enabling a new experience in one's life, not about the technology as an end in and of itself. And to me, healthcare is deeply suffering from a lack of technology and innovation, and not technology in the purely scientific sense of the word, but technology in the sense of really using it to seamlessly solve a problem and to enable greater access and better delivery and quality of care.
I know you're rushing off to class. We're going to let you go. But Elliot Cohen, is this what you're hearing from other people your age? I mean, is this the buzz on the campuses?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone feels both saddened, but consistently reminded and inspired by the person that was Steve Jobs.
Elliot, thanks so much.
My pleasure.